الله الرحمن الرحیم شارف ابو شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دورا شیخ العرب والعجم حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اقتصر و نور اللہ مرکزہ. دا ٹائٹل از عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے. 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 رشک صدہا بیان ہوتا ہے. رشک صدہا بیان ہوتا ہے. کب عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے. عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے. رشک صدہا بیان ہوتا ہے. سرب وقت سجود عارف کا. سرب وقت سجود عارف کا. سرب وقت سجود عارف کا. فوق ہفتہ آسمان ہوتا ہے. فوق ہفتہ آسمان ہوتا ہے. رشک صدہا بیان ہوتا ہے. درد دل کا زبان بسمل سے. درد دل کا زبان بسمل سے. درد دل کا زبان بسمل سے. آہ کیسا بیان ہوتا ہے. آہ کیسا بیان ہوتا ہے. آہ کیسا بیان ہوتا ہے. فیض مرشد سے ہو گیا محروم. فیض مرشد سے ہو گیا محروم. فیض مرشد سے ہو گیا محروم. کب جب کوئی بدگمان ہوتا ہے. جب کوئی بدگمان ہوتا ہے. جب کوئی بدگمان ہوتا ہے. عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے. رشک صدہا بیان ہوتا ہے. جو محافظ نہیں نظر کا آ. جو محافظ نہیں نظر کا آ. جو محافظ نہیں نظر کا آ. زیر تیر و کمان ہوتا ہے. زیر تیر و کمان ہوتا ہے. زیر تیر و کمان ہوتا ہے. کیسے پائے گا قرب کی منزل. کیسے پائے گا قرب کی منزل. کیسے پائے گا قرب کی منزل. جب کوئی وقف نان ہوتا ہے. جب کوئی وقف نان ہوتا ہے. جب کوئی وقف نان ہوتا ہے. دیکھ لو شان فیض پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دیکھ لو شان فیض پیغمبر. دیکھ لو شان فیض پیغمبر. شترباں حکمران ہوتا ہے. شترباں حکمران ہوتا ہے. شترباں حکمران ہوتا ہے. منزل قرب منزل قرب سے جو گزرے گا. منزل قرب سے جو گزرے گا. منزل قرب سے جو گزرے گا. منزلوں کا نشان ہوتا ہے. منزلوں کا نشان ہوتا ہے. منزلوں کا نشان ہوتا ہے. سارا عالم کرے گا کیا اختر. سارا عالم کرے گا کیا اختر. سارا عالم کرے گا کیا اختر. جس پہ حق مہربان ہوتا ہے. جس پہ حق مہربان ہوتا ہے.
جس پہ حق مہربان ہوتا ہے، عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے، رشک صدحہ بیان ہوتا ہے سرب وقت سجود عارف کا، فوق ہفتہ آسمان ہوتا ہے عشق جب بے زبان ہوتا ہے، رشک صدحہ بیان ہوتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى، اما بعد. فنزنا الذي ذي اشعار ابو الاستاذ دادا شیخ حضرت عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز دورہ شیخ العرب والعجم حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. اینڈ ان دس پوم حضرت اللہ ایکسپلین دی کانسیپٹ آف ٹرو لو، دیٹ از لو وتھ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. A person like me who hasn't got that quality of love, what am I going to speak about love? But these are azwaq, these are sabak, so that we can always repeat, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us even an atom, even a molecule of that, inshallah bera paar ho jayega. So in the first stanza, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, ishq be-zuba hota hai, ishq jab be-zuba hota hai, tashke sadha bayan hota hai, that a person when he's immersed in love, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll see sometimes that he's not saying anything, but he's in a different world. Shaykh Ali's daughter, cannot recall the names of the Buzurgan Adin rahimahumullah ta'ala, who once in Ardoi, and one of the awliya was giving a bayan, and Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gangohi sahab rahmatullah alayhi said that at this point in time, Hazrat is not with us. The Buzurg was speaking, who was rendering the bayan, he said at this point in time, bodily he is here, but he is in actual fact, he is in a different world. Many a time, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be sitting with us, and we were talking everything, and as soon as the adhan went, then the color of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed, and it was as if he was not with us. One time, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that position, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha came in front, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who are you? She said, Aisha. Said, which Aisha? George. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a totally different world. When a person has got love for something, many a time you are speaking about it, a person is speaking about his car, wherever he is going, he's got love for that item, he's got love for that object. So it's in his heart, on his tongue all the time. But the people who are speaking, he is speaking to, they are saying this person has got nothing else to speak about. This person is speaking absolutely nothing else. That a person who will be in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time he will only be speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one muzur that one person met him in the bazaar somewhere and said to him that, you know, haven't you got any other work? All the time, just talking, just bayan, just program. This wuzur got hold of his hand and said, please, won't you say the same thing on my behalf on the day of Qiyamah in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has got the love of something, then many a times he cannot express it, he cannot bring it on his tongue. But when he is in that condition, the rush ke sadha bayan hota hai. Then without saying even a word, his silence is the envy of hundreds and thousands of bayan, thousands of lectures. Sarba waqt sujood arif ka fauqe haft aasma hota hai. That person who is immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he puts his head into sajda, when I is in a different world, in a different realm, lover with the beloved, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sajda, one is my sajda, just a routine, come into the masjid, I know I got to perform so many rakat, and then I'm gone home, I've gone back into my routine, gone back to all my work. But this person, when he's in sajda, now he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he's pouring his heart out, then that sajda is now far above, it is in the seventh heaven, it is at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the envy of everything else. What is the star and what is the moon? What are the stars and what is the moon and what is the sun? His head is on the floor, his head is on the ground. But that sajda, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the envy of everything else. Dard dil ka zuba bismil se, ah, kya bayan hota hai. That when a person speaks, that person who is restless, the person who has found the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, as our Shaykh has taught us, is that chicken which is half slaughtered. Person is slaughtering the chicken and it got loose somehow or the other, not, and how it runs around, how it is restless, is bleeding. A person who in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bismil, he is restless all the time, only speaking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he speaks about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the deal, when he speaks about that condition of the love, when the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, when he tries to express it to people, when he teaches, then as Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that when I was young and I used to make bayan, then I used to shake and the mimbar used to shake and the masjid used to vibrate, but nothing used to happen to the hearts of the people. But when he came into contact with the Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, and the concept of love was transferred into the heart, and as we are always taught, that the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just come about. Comes about, kun ma'a sadiqin, kunu ma'a sadiqin, when you will stay in the company of those who have already got it. Then this love, this will come into the heart. So if such a person now speaks about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it has got a totally different effect. So Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi said that now when he met his Shaykh and now when he spoke, now it's ordinary bayan, no fancy words, no jawbreakers, no things that will just fly over the heads of others. Said, I never used to shake, the mimbar didn't shake, the masjid never shook, but earthquakes came upon the hearts of the listeners, the hearts of the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this love. As we were speaking during the week also, the teachings of our Shaykh and what we learn here in the majlis, that Iblis, who was there to lead him astray? The thing that led him astray was that fakhar and the takabur and the pride that was in him. But that what led him to it is that he had everything. He had knowledge of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had ma'rifat, he recognized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That even at the time of being banished and expelled from the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time also he made dua that Allah give me respite. And he debated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he had love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what one command? Millions of commands will become a pleasure to act upon. Then what is one waking up for Fajr Salah? To wake up for Tahajjud Salah will become a pleasure. So love is that thing that will drive a person to do things in which he will not seek anything in return. Now it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is the time for Fajr Salah. Now it is the time for Maghrib Salah. Now it is the time for Hajj. Now it is the time for Zakat. Now it is the time. Whatever it is, it will just be a pleasure. So, whereas Murshid says, Ho gaya mahroom, jab koi badguma hota hai. And that person will become totally deprived of any fuyuz, any benefit from the Shaykh. When he will have any, when he will harbor bad thoughts about the Shaykh, imagine, as we say, namak haram. A person who is a namak haram, we say that this person, he's got no salt in him. He's inappreciative. He cannot appreciate anything. The source from where you get everything, and then you still have bad thoughts about how are you going to benefit in any way. One person from America, who always is mentioned, that his life was totally astray. And one day in the masjid, when he was in depression, he saw a booklet in the masjid. And he read it. It was the booklet of our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Rumi, Zamana Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. He read the book and his life changed. And then when the love came into his heart, one day, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned that he came from America to Karachi just to meet our Dada Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi. When he came there, Shaykh was sleeping. Mawlana Mazhar Sahib said that we'll wake him up. He said, no. The person through whom my life changed, I just wanted to see him. One gaze, he just made one nazar, just saw Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi who was sleeping at that time, and on the next plane he went back. And this is when love will come into the heart. So, and then when we have ill thought and harbor bad thought, then how will we be able to benefit in any way whatsoever? The next thing the Hazrat says, Jo muhafiz nahi nazar ka aah, zir seer aur kaman hota hai. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's mission, his entire life, he was the medic, he was the surgeon, he was really the physician of the zamana. And he knew the illness, he could put his fingers on the pulse of people. And then he realized, and always his life mission was this, that how people can, a guna which we don't even think is a guna, a sin which we don't even consider as a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will not even consider it a guna, then how is a person going to make tawbah? So he says, that person who cannot look after his gazes, then He will be always restless. There is a tear of command. He will always be under the shadow of the sword. This problem and that problem. Now I got involved in this illicit relationship. Everything he had going for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with everything outwardly. And even inwardly. As far as dunya went, he was a professional. He was a businessman. He had businesses, people working for him. Family, wife, children, nice family, everything. Honorable. He had status, everything. But then, he couldn't look after his gazes, and from where to where it led. He got involved here and got involved there. Now the wives don't want to see him, the children don't want to see him, the people in the society are talking about him. He's restless all the time. How can he solve the situation? So that person who does not look after his gazes, he's always under the shadow of the bow and arrow, under the shadow of the sword, meaning he's always in problems, he's always restless, will never ever find peace. One person came to Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and he said that, Hazrat, when I see a beautiful woman and I have the opportunity and I don't look, then I become very, very restless. So Hazrat said that, okay, you tell me that you become, if you don't look, then for how long are you restless? He said, for maybe a few minutes, half an hour, whatever the case may be. And he says, when you look, then he says, I become even more restless. Then even in my namaz, even in my salat, I'm thinking about that woman. Even in my sajda, all the time, I become, as I said, then you make your own fesla, you make your own decision. What is better, to be restless for a few minutes in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to be restless all the time in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So further, Hazrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kaise paayega qurb ki manzil, jab koi waqf naan hota hai. Then how will a person find proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will a person find success in this path when his line is totally different? When his object of life is just dunya, waqfinan, that where can I make a quick buck? How can I increase my... Not to say that our responsibilities are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put responsibilities upon our shoulders. That all is placed. But now when a person becomes waqfinan, all the time just this morning, afternoon, night, where can I earn and where can I do, and all, when his line is totally different, then how is he going to find the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect that that person will make akhirat his object, then he will bring some harm and some loss to his dunya, and that person will make dunya his object, then he will harm and bring loss to his akhirah. Further, Hazrat Allah says, Dekh lo shaan e faiz-e peghambar, shutarbaan hukumraan hota hai. Look at the barakat, look at this, the honor, look at the how the affairs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. The messengerhood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at his affairs. That an ordinary shepherd now becomes a ruler. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the ruler of more than 2/3 of the then known world. When I was a small boy, he says, I was an ordinary shepherd. I didn't even know how to graze the sheep, how to look after the animals. Then my father became angry on me. If my father was alive today, I would have shown him what Islam gave. That today I'm a ruler over the world. So this is the fair of when you have come into the company of the pious and the illustrious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the awliya, even those who have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like it just now said, that ye aag lagti nahi lagai jaati hai. Ke deen zinda hota hai, buzurgo ke nazar se paida. A person was what? He came into the company of the awliya, listened to one bayan, listened to one talk, and his whole life changed. Where he was on the weekends, was he about sport, and what is the scores, what's happening here, what's happening there. Now the friends inviting him, let's have a bride, let's go and see this match. He says, you will carry on. And where is he gone? He's gone to the masjid. Now I can read one more juz of Quran Sharif. Now I can make preparation for Ramadan Sharif. Now I can make preparation for Akhira. His friends will also say, but what happened to you? You used to sit with us. Say, no, it's just different. So this is the fare of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that an ordinary shepherd now becomes a ruler of the world. Even in the company of the awliya, a person will come and his total life will change, and then he himself will realize, he himself will say, where was I? What I was doing? And the person will realize, 50 years of my life have passed. It's just one very, very wealthy man passed away a few months ago, Benoni, and he said to his son a few months before he passed away, he said to his son that my whole life seems like one dream. My whole life seems like one dream. This is, if a person's way and object and way of life is somewhere else, how are we going to find the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then in the next line, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says that, Sara alam karega kya akhtar jis pe haq meherban hota hai. Who can harm that person? What harm can come to that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his mercy upon him? نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم teaching حضرت عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہما ایمان that and telling him that realize and remember that whatever is destined for you will definitely come. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants must happen, that will happen. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want, that will never ever happen. If the entire world wants to harm you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect you, then you will be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can bring any harm to, or any loss to any person upon whom the shower of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from Allah.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام محترم بھائی دوستو حضرت والا کے حکم سے آپ حضرات کے سامنے دو چار باتیں عرض کرنے کا ارادہ ہے. جیسے کہ میں پچھلے مجلس پہ بیان کیا تھا کہ ہمارے پیر و مرشد قطب العالم عارف باللہ حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ شروع شروع میں پانچ باتیں بیان فرماتے تھے کہ اگر کوئی آدمی اس پانچ باتوں کا اہتمام کرے گا وہ اللہ کا ولی بن جائے گا. پہلی بات جو وہ اہل اللہ کی مصاحبت, اس پر میں پچھلے مجلس کے اندر کچھ مختصر عرض کر دیا تھا. دوسرے نمبر پہ ہے گناہوں سے محافظت, اور تیسرے نمبر پہ ہے اسباب گناہ سے مباعدت, اور چوتھے نمبر پہ ہے ذکر اللہ پر مداومت. تو آج میں ذکر اللہ پر مختصر, چونکہ حضرت والا نے وقت بھی بیان فرما دیا کتنے میں ختم کرنا ہے, تو یہ جو آپ کے اور ہمارے یہ جو بدن ہے اس کے اندر دو چیز ہے, ایک آسمانی ہے ایک زمینی ہے. زمینی جو ہے زمینی کی خوراک زمین سے آتا ہے. یہ جو جسد ہے باڈی ہے یہ اعضاء و جوارے جو ہمیں نظر آتے ہیں یہ سب زمینی ہے, زمین ہی سے بنے ہیں, زمین ہی کے اندر جانا ہے اور زمین ہی سے اس کا خوراک بھی ہے. یہ جو کچھ ہم کھاتے ہیں یہ سب مٹی ہے, بریانی کہہ لے پھل فروٹ کہہ لے جو کچھ گوشت کہہ لے مچھلی کہہ لے سب مٹی ہے. مٹی کی بنے ہوئے بدن, اس کی خوراک بھی مٹی کی ہے, اور اس کے اندر ایک چیز ہے جس کا نام روح ہے. روح جو ہے یہ آسمانی ہے, تو اس کی خوراک بھی آسمانی ہے. روح کی خوراک آسمانی ہے, اور حدیث شریف میں ہے کہ یہ جو آپ کا اور میرا جو دل ہے, دل کے اندر دو کھڑکیاں ہیں, دو دروازے ہیں. ایک دروازہ جب اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہمیں دنیا پہ بھیجتے ہیں تو وہ کھول کے ہی بھیجتے ہیں, وہ کھلا ہوا ہوتا ہے, اس کو آپ کو اور مجھ کو کھولنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہوتی. لیکن ہم چونکہ آسمان سے آئے ہیں, روح آسمان سے آئے ہوئے ہیں, تو اس کی وجہ سے دوسری کھڑکی جو ہے دروازہ جو ہے قلب کی وہ آسمان کی طرف کھلتے ہیں, اور وہ مقفل ہے, وہ بند ہوتا ہے. اس بند کھڑکی کو بند دروازے کو کھولنا میرا اور آپ کا کام ہے. تو جو آدمی یہ بند دروازہ کو کھولے گا تو اس کے لیے یہ آسمان کی دنیا کے اندر جو کچھ ہے آپ کے اور ہماری اس نظر سے مغیبات ہے, غائب میں ہے, یہ ہمیں نظر نہیں آتی. لیکن وہ کھڑکی اور وہ دروازہ جب کھل جائے گا تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کے فضل کرم سے وہ مغیبات جو ہے اس کے لیے مشاہد ہو جائے گا, وہ مغیبات نہیں رہیں گے, وہ مشاہد ہو جائے گا. اور مشاہد ہونے کی وجہ سے بظاہر وہ چلے گا اس زمین پر, لیکن وہ حقیقت میں چلے گا جنت کی زمین اور آخرت کی زمین پر. جس طرح ہمارے پیر و مرشد قطب العالم عارف باللہ حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہمارے دادا شیخ شاہ عبد الغنی پھول پوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے واقعہ سنایا کرتے تھے کہ حضرت جی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے ایک مرتبہ حضرت تھانوی علیہ الرحمہ کو خط لکھا, جس کے اندر یہی لکھا تھا کہ حضرت جی میں جب دنیا کی زمین پہ چلتا ہوں مجھے ایسے محسوس ہوتا ہے میں جنت پہ چل رہا ہوں. تو حضرت والا نے اس خط پڑھ کے ارشاد فرمایا کہ شاہ عبد الغنی پھول پوری اس زمانہ کے صدیقین میں سے ہے. اسی کو ہمارے خواجہ صاحب نے فرمایا، دنیا میں ہوں دنیا کا طلبگار نہیں ہوں، بازار سے گزرا ہوں خریدار نہیں ہوں، بظاہر رہتے دنیا میں، بظاہر رہتے وہ سب کے ساتھ، حقیقت میں وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. چونکہ یہ دنیا پہ ہے، یہ زمینی ہے، زمینی مخلوق سے اس کے روابط رہتے ہیں، تعلقات رہتے ہیں، لیکن حقیقت یہ ہے کہ انسان جس کو کہتے روح، اس کا تعلق ہر وقت اللہ سے وابستہ ہے. جس کو دوسرے شاعر نے کہا، ہم تم ہی بس آگاہ ہے اس رب کے خفی سے، معلوم کسی اور کو یہ راز نہیں ہے، تم سا کوئی ہم دم کوئی دم ساز نہیں ہے، باتیں تو ہے ہر دم مگر آواز نہیں ہے. تو وہ کھڑکی جب کھلتی ہے دل کی جو آسمان کی طرف ہے، اس کو کھولنے کے لیے میرے دوستو آپ کو اور مجھ کو ذکر اللہ پر مداومت چاہیے. اسی لیے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے یہ جو حدیث شریف میں نے آپ حضرات کے سامنے پیش کی کہ اے اللہ آپ میرے قلب کے جو تالے ہیں، یعنی قلب کے اندر جو کھڑکی آسمان کی طرف کھلتے ہیں، زمین کی طرف تو کھلا ہوا ہے، وہ تو ہر وقت ہم یہی پہ ہیں، لیکن ہم تو یہی کے نہیں، ہم تو وہاں کے ہیں اور وہی پہ سے آئے ہیں، وہی پہ ہمیں جانا ہے، تو اس کے لیے تو اسی سے ہمیں رابطہ چاہیے، اسی سے ہمیں تعلق چاہیے، اور وہ تو تب ہوگا جب وہ کھڑکی اور وہ دروازہ کھلے گا. لہذا آپ میرے وہ دروازہ جو مقفل ہے ذکر کی برکت سے اس کو کھول دیجیے. تو ذکر کا آدمی جب اہتمام کرے گا، ہر وقت ذکر کا اہتمام کرے گا، صرف یہ ذکر کا مطلب یہ نہیں اللہ اللہ ہی ذکر، مطلب جس کو ہمارے حضرت والا رحمتہ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے الا بذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب، اس پر حضرت والا تفسیر مظہری کے حوالے سے بیان فرماتے تھے کہ الباب مانا فی، یہاں پر با مانا میں فی کہ ذکر سے راحت نہیں سکون نہیں، ذکر کے اندر راحت ہے. اور ماشاءاللہ مثال کتنی عمدہ حضرت والا دیتے تھے کہ کما ان سمکتا تطمئن فی الماء لا بالماء، پانی سے مچھلی کو سکون نہیں ملتا، جتنے پانی کے اندر وہ ڈوب جائے گا اتنے اس کو سکون ہوگا، گہرے پانی کے اندر اس کو زیادہ سکون ملتا ہے. تو اسی طریقہ سے انسان جب ذکر میں اپنے کو ڈبو دے گا، ہر طرف سے آزا و جوارے سب سے اللہ کے ذکر، یعنی اللہ کے ذکر کا مطلب اللہ کے حکم کا اہتمام وہ کرتا رہے گا، تو اس ذکر کی برکت سے اللہ تعالیٰ وہ راستہ کھولیں گے، وہ دروازہ کھولیں گے، اور وہ ہر قدم قدم پہ ہر لمحہ بظاہر یہاں رہ کے بھی اللہ کی طرف وہ پرواز کرتا رہے گا، اللہ کی طرف پرواز کرتا رہے گا. تو میرے دوستو، تو خوراک جو ہے وہ دو قسم کے ہے، ایک جسمانی ایک روحانی. جسمانی خوراک جیسے مٹی کی ہے، خوراک بھی مٹی کی ہے، اور روح جو ہے آسمانی ہے، خوراک بھی آسمانی ہے. ذکر حق آمد غذا ای روح را، مرحمہ مت ای دل مجروح را. یہ ذکر، یہ اللہ کی ذکر، نماز، تلاوات، یہ سب کچھ جو ہے وہ روح کا خوراک ہے. حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ ایک دن بھی ذکر ناگا نہیں ہونا چاہیے. حضرت والا حردی رحمت اللہ فرماتے ہیں ذکر کا ناگا روح کا فاقہ، جس دن ذکر چھوٹ جائے سمجھ لو تمہارے روح کو فاقہ ہو گیا، وہ بھوکے رہ گیا. تو ہمارے جسمانی خوراک نہ ملنے سے جس طرح سے جسم کمزور ہو جاتا ہے، ہم کھڑے نہیں ہو پاتے، اسی طریقہ سے روحانی خوراک کو روح کو اگر نہ دیا تو روح بھی کمزور ہو جاتا ہے، لیکن اس کا ہمیں احساس نہیں، اس کا احساس نہیں. جسمانی کا تو احساس ہے، روحانی کا احساس نہیں. اللہ کرے کہ ہمیں وہ روحانی کا احساس بھی اللہ پاک عطا فرما دے. اس لیے ہمارے حضرت والا رحمتہ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ اگر کوئی مصروفیت ہے، زیادہ کام ہے، کوئی مشغولیت ہے کہ اللہ کی ذکر آپ جتنے کرنا ہے اتنے کر نہیں پا رہے ہو، حضرت والا فرماتے تھے چائے بسکٹ لے لو. جیسے ایک آدمی زیادہ مصروف ہے تو کھڑے کھڑے تھوڑے سے کھا لیتے ہیں، ایک بسکٹ لے لیا، تھوڑے سے پانی پی لیا، کہتے ماشاء اللہ کچھ کھڑے ہونے کا بس کیا آگے ہمت آ گئی. تو حضرت والا فرماتے تھے کہ جب اس طرح سے مصروفیت ہو تو سو کی آپ کی معمول ہے، دس مرتبہ کھڑے کھڑے اللہ کا نام لے لو، دس مرتبہ، اور اللہ سے دل دل میں ہاتھ اٹھانے کی ضرورت نہیں، اللہ سے دعا کر لو کہ اللہ آپ نے تو ایک پر دس کا وعدہ فرمایا، میرے دس کو آپ سو بنا دیجئے، اور اس کی جو طاقت ہے وہ میرے روح کے اندر آپ عطا فرما دیجئے تاکہ میں روح کے اعتبار سے کمزور نہ ہو جاؤں. اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کو، مجھ کو، سب کو اللہ تعالیٰ بس ذکر پر مداومت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. سبحانک اللہ،
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد. حضرت کی لاسٹ مجلس had spoken about five things which Hazrat Munashir Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said to become a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that five things are: one is Ahlullah Ki Musahabat, staying in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Number two, Gunah Se Muhafazat, abstaining from Gunah and sins. Things a person must protect himself from sins. Number three, Asbab Gunah Se Mubaadat. Never mind sins, even the Asbab and the means to sins, which will take a person to sins, a person must stay very, very far away from that. Number four, Zikrullah Par Mudawamat. A person must be punctual on the Zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And you know, mentioned the fourth one was Sunnat. Yeah, and the last one is to always be punctual on the Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to follow, bring alive the Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives. So these are the five things. And last time, has spoken a bit about Ahlullah Ki Musahabat, the importance of staying in the company of the Ahlullah. So today, see, I want to discuss about the fourth point, Zikrullah Par Mudawamat, to a person to have to be continuous and punctual on the Zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala has made our body, and there's two aspects into it. One is our physical body, which is made from the ground. And one is our ruh and our soul, which comes from the heavens. So Hazrat says that for our body, which is made from the ground, it is made from the ground, it will go back to the ground. And the food and the nourishment we get is also from the ground. So whatever food we are eating, whether it's biryani, whether it's whatever it is, all of them, if you actually look at it, it actually goes back to the ground. So whatever we are eating in this world is from the ground. On the other hand, we have our ruh and our soul. And this comes from the heavens. So the food also and the nourishment comes also from the heavens. Comes from up. So this is actually the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, tilawat of Quran Sharif, salah, and all of the different ibadah which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this is the dil, we've got a heart which is of two parts. The one part is our heart, which is our body is running with, connected to our body. And that one is open from the time we come in this world, we are living. But the second heart of ours, our spiritual heart, this is connected to the heavens. And this is closed. When a person comes in this world, this is closed. So we have to open, this is our effort in the effort a person has to do in this world, he has to open up the heart of his which is closed. And when a person will open up this heart of his which is closed, then he will get connection with the maghiba, the unseen things of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the things of the heavens. So then a person continuously makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the thing opens, the heart opens more and more. The things which are in the ghaib, in the unseen, eventually becomes for a person such yaqeen, a person gets conviction, that as if though a person is actually seeing it. It becomes like a reality to a person. Now it becomes something which is a reality for a person. So a person at that time will be outwardly walking on the earth, the surface of the earth, but his ruh and heart will be connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So it will be as in reality as if though he is walking in Jannah. As Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi one day wrote to Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he says that when I'm walking in this world, it seems as if though I'm in Jannah, I'm walking in the gardens of Jannah. So Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote back, and he says that you are among the Siddiqeen. You have got a very, very high level, great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He was writing to his murid that you have reached a very, very high status. So why now the heart of the person is opened, and he's got connection with for the heavens. So this is the actual effort a person has to do. Our ta'alluqat, our connections will be in this world, but our heart will be with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is and a person has, as it mentions, certain poems in the Ash'ar, a hidden connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Outwardly a person cannot see, and a person is talking to us also, but in actual fact his connection is with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So to open up this door which is closed, a person has to make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we learn from this hadith, Allahumma iftah aqfala qulubina bi zikrik. Oh Allah, through the blessings and barakah of your zikr, please open the doors of the lock of our heart. So our heart has got locks, they are closed. So when a person will make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then these locks will start opening up, and then a person will start getting all of these great, great benefits. And as I say, it is not just sufficient to make zikr. I made zikr one day, but Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. As Munashah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi quotes from Tafsir al-Mazhari, that the word be, bi zikrillah, in the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, heart find contentment, it doesn't mean be, it means fee. And fee means to be drowned in the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Continuously a person has to be in the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and yet in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like how a fish, when it is in water, it is very, very comfortable. And when you take the fish out, it is very uncomfortable. That is how much a person has to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, be engaged in the thoughts of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala so much, that he only feels comfort in there. When he comes out of that environment, he comes out of tilawat, of salah, etc., the person feels very, very uncomfortable. So this is the effort that a person has to make. He must become drowned in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that at every moment he will be following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then even though a person is living in this world, he will be enjoying a life of Jannah. As I mentioned, that there are two types of food, physical food and spiritual food. The physical food is our bodily food, and the spiritual food is the all of the dhikr, tilawat, namaz, etc. And Hazrat used to say, they don't even miss one day dhikr. Don't even miss one day dhikr. Because dhikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. When a person is unmindful of his dhikr, he misses his dhikr, then the soul becomes hungry, becomes impoverished. It becomes very, very weak. Just like how our physical food, one day we don't eat our food. How does a person feel? His body becomes weak. But this, unfortunately, in our soul, we don't make our dhikr for one day, we don't actually feel it. We take it for granted. We don't even worry. We don't have this feeling in our heart that I miss my dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat used to say that even those, for example, on certain occasions, normally we must make our normal ma'amulat, but on certain occasions it happens sometimes the person is very, very busy, engaged in some dini work or whatever. So at that time, they don't leave out your dhikr completely. Like how a person is very, very busy, normally he has his normal breakfast, lunch, supper, but that day he just have a cup of tea and one, two biscuits. Seldom it happens. So similarly, our dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, that day you couldn't make it. So even you are standing and walking, make your dhikr 10 times, Allah ilaha illallah 10 times, Allah Allah, you're not finishing your whole ma'amulat, but don't leave it out completely. And then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't lift up your hands in your heart also. That, oh Allah ta'ala, you have promised us that for one you will give 10. So I am making 10, so make give us the barakat and blessings of 100. And then, oh Allah ta'ala, give me the taqat and my strength. Because I made so little zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give me the strength of that 100, so I will get the full benefit of it. But as I mentioned, this is sometimes very seldom it happens when a person is extremely busy. Otherwise, on normal occasions, make sure we are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, by means of this, our ruh, our spiritual strength we will get, and a person will progress, we will get very, very high status. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. One very beautiful teaching of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and that is that each one of us should be concerned of our Islah, to correct ourselves. And for that, we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That and the major problem in our life is the sins that we commit. They are our worst enemy, and nobody else, no country is our enemy, no community or nation is our enemy. Our own sins that we commit ourselves, they are our worst enemies. So, and many of us find that I can't save myself from sin. I just get involved. What we find, a person says that I'm involved in this sin, that sin, I've made sincere tawbah, please help me, guide me, make dua for me. You tell the person, and after a week or so, he says, Alhamdulillah, I'm saved. After another week, he says, I'm gone back again. Mm-hmm. I'm again committing the sin. So, to protect ourselves from those sins, all the time, Hazrat has given us a beautiful fourfold prescription. If we follow that, and really it is that it is this dua. Hazrat bases it on this dua. Oh Allah, Allahumma waqiyatan. Oh Allah, give us protection. Ka waqiyatil waleed. Like a small baby is protected. How the mother protects it. We normally will take that protection from dunya things, from illnesses, from harms, from somebody harming the child, etc. But one very more important that is the spiritual harm that comes to a person. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us and give us that spiritual protection so that we can be saved from sin. So Hazrat explains like a beautiful example of how a mother looks after her child. So like that, how Allah will look after you. The child, he has got no choice. It's just 100% it's in the mother's care. And the mother loves the child so much. What and what won't the mother do? Go out of her way for the sake of the child. If we hand ourselves over to Allah Ta'ala like that, Allah will take care of us also like that. So we should make this dua that, O Allah, protect us, that is, more spiritually. Physically also, we are desperately in need. We can't do without Allah's protection. But the spiritual that we find, that we are just falling back into sin. We save ourselves so much, back into sin again. Or, for example, namaz. We try so much, we start our namaz, we got some concentration, and we got no idea when our thoughts are gone somewhere else, and where they are gone. After some time, again, alhamdulillah, we get tawfiq, we come back again in our namaz. We are thinking, but again, for a little while, and gone again with the thoughts. Then suddenly, where and where we are, come back again. So this happens. So if we hand ourselves to Allah, Allah will protect us. Our dhikr, our tilawat, our namaz, to stay away from gunas, etc. Hazrat has given a very beautiful explanation. So Hazrat explains this. The first point is, like, sand is harmful for children, small children, but they like to eat sand. Small children like to eat sand. So when the child has eaten sand, so the mother puts her fingers in the mouth by the throat, so that the child can bring out that sand again. Because the sand is going to be very harmful for the child, and the mother doesn't want the harm to come to the child. So like that, when we have handed ourselves to Allah, Allah protects us in this way, that now cry to Allah. With your tears, all that guna, the sand, is coming out again. Just like the mother puts her fingers and the sand comes out. So now, cry to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat explains that cry so much to Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the hadith, dumo, the tears come out. And dumo is the plural. And plural in Arabic is three. And it comes in the hadith sharif that even if you cry to the extent of the head, the tear drop comes out to the head, to the size of the head of a fly. So at least three drops like that come out. Try your best, force yourself, cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, for this, make namaz on the ground. No musalla, nothing. Or even like some mosaic tiles, where tayammum, all those things on which tayammum is jais, that is also counted as sand. On such a place, some paving like that, mosaic tiles, etc., make namaz on the, and the best is on the ground, no musalla. And cry to Allah Ta'ala, and try that your tear drops fall onto the ground. There. So all that gunas are coming out with that now. That gunas, like the sand the child ate, all these gunas are coming out. And that all of us can do. And the least is, if we can't cry, to make like a crying face. That also Allah is so kind, even that He will accept. Just make as though we are crying. And Allah knows that you are not crying. You are just like pretending. But Allah said, just pretend, I'll accept that also. Now what excuse have we got? When our Allah is so merciful and so kind, that He says, you pretend, and today if somebody pretends, you tell somebody, the worker or somebody, you get more angry. Why are you pretending like this? You know the person is lying or whatever, and he's still pretending like that, you get even more angry. But Allah says, you pretend, I'll accept that also. So how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala? So that way, it is mentioned, that when a person can't cry, and he feels that sorrow in his heart of not crying, that is his crying. Many of us, the tears don't come, or they don't come always. So just that sorrow, that why don't I just tear and cry so easily, that is counted as crying also. So that is the first. If the child has eaten sand, and now the sand is gone in the stomach, it's going to cause a lot of harm for the child. So the mother will have an operation also done for the child. That the doctors must operate and take out the sand. Sand is very harmful for my child. Or she will give laxative or something that the sand must go out. So when a person has reached that stage, that the sand didn't just come out by putting the fingers. Now operation is necessary, so Allah Ta'ala will give operation to that person. What is that? And Allah make us understand, myself first, and not just that it's words we're speaking, Allah make it a reality in us. That operation is, now Allah will bring difficult conditions on us. Mm-hmm. whatever difficult conditions, financial problems, health problems, domestic, wife doesn't want to come home, wife is gone away, whatever, different, all problems now. And a person becomes parishan, this problem, I don't know what to do. And now he says, I make toba. Ya Allah, it's my gunas affecting me. This is the operation taking place. That gunas which are gone into the crevices of the heart, now by this operation, and this is the mercy of Allah, we feel, oh, Allah hates me, Allah is very angry with me, Allah Ta'ala has thrown me out of His presence and out of His court, I'm going through this difficulty, I'm going through that difficulty. Actually, it's an operation. Operation, doctors cut you up, you pay for it also, and how much don't you have to pay also for it? Your whole life is upset, you're not going to office, you're not going to work, the family, everyone, all this operation. So all these difficult conditions which come on a mu'min, they are all the operations of Allah Ta'ala. So if we can see it like that, and Allah wants all the dirt to come out. So in this way, Allah is taking out the dirt. So we shouldn't think that Allah has thrown me away. But Allah is operating on me. He's taking out all my dirt, all my problems that I have is because of my sins I've committed, and Allah is taking them out. Thirdly, Hazrat explains, the mother sees now in the morning, she sweeps out everywhere. Wherever they stand, she sweeps it out. Or, for example, they stand in the yard, driveway, whatever. And the child, mother can't be 24 hours on the child. Whenever the child gets a chance, it likes to eat sand, so it just goes to the sand. So the mother sweeps out as much as she can. Otherwise, she tells the father to concrete this place. Put pavers here. Because my child gets a chance, he goes and eats sand, which is very harmful. So the causes of the guna, then Allah blocks the causes of guna also. That now you can't commit the guna. For example, a person relocates. He goes to stay somewhere else. Actually, yeah, where he was staying, it was such a place, like for example, opposite a school, high school. And every day the girls are coming, and how they are dressed in their shorts, they're going, and you are seeing, you're seeing all this, or wherever else you are by a bus there, by a bus stop, by a railway station, and all the women coming and going, you are seeing, Allah makes some asbab, your landlord gives you notice, and now you go and stay somewhere else, you think it's a problem, but Allah is saving you from that guna. We don't realize it. Or where you're working, you are fired from there. Now there were a lot of ladies there, customers were a lot of women, or whatever else, you were sitting with the secretary right close to her, working, now he fired you, now you, Allah actually took you out from there. And Allah will give you another job again. And wherever it is, so you go to another place, so the asbab guna, the means by which you are coming in guna, we think of it as a problem, but Allah is changing that lifestyle of ours. And now Allah is giving us something else. In that way now, we're also getting saved from guna. So there is also the mercy of Allah. But we, where can we fathom? What are our brains? Nothing whatsoever. So we got so small brains, and our brains hardly work. Like for example, that one king who was having problems, whatever health problems, and he tried all the different things, doctors, armies, everything. Then he called his buzurg, Shaykh Abul Hassan Kharkani rahmatullahi. So he came and he started reading something, and he blew on the king, or the king's child, the prince, the stomach was paining terribly, so he blew there. So Abu Ali Sina, who was the top physician, and not only of his time, but till today, medicine is all built on his foundations he put for medicine. So he was also there. He also tried, and nothing helped for the child. So the Abu Ali Sina said, I tried all the medicine, and he's got a problem, his liver or whatever in the stomach. Your reading and blowing, what is that going to help? That can't help. It's a problem inside. This outside blowing and that can't help. So that Buzur, Shaykh Abul Hassan Kharkani rahmatullah alayh, he looked at him from the angle of his eyes, and he told him, I always thought you to be a very wise person, the person who put the foundation of medicine till today. He's addressing him. I thought you to be a very wise person. Today I realized what a stupid donkey you are. And now such a person, And in the royal physician of the king, the king's physician, royal physician. And in front of the king, he insulted him, so he just couldn't tolerate it. And he started perspiring, and he became angry. His veins swelled up, and his perspiration, he couldn't control his tongue. He's trembling. When you're in anger like that, you're shaking like that. So then he told him that I only told you you're a stupid donkey. And I haven't even blown that on you. Just that word, and that has caused so much change in you already. Eh? So if I have to, Quran Sharif, if I have to read, the words of Allah Ta'ala, we underestimate. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. We haven't recognized Allah as Allah. And Allah's kalam is a sifat of Allah, which has come from Allah Ta'ala. So what is the value of Surah Fatiha, etc.? All these things. So this is this Quran Sharif. So these people can't understand. Our brains are so small. Where can we understand all this? Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's kalam is very, very great. So all these asbab of guna, that also Allah Ta'ala will stop a person from. That whatever gunas we make, or these difficulties that come, I'm relocating now, or I'm staying somewhere else, my shop now no business, I close my shop, I'm going to do some other business. Actually, Allah is taking out from that asbab guna. Where we were committing our guna, those things we are faltering. So Allah is so kind, He blocks that also. So now we get saved of that guna also. Then the fourth thing is, Hazrat Damat Barakatum explains that the mother, when the child, she blocked every, now no gunas for the child. She, whatever was in the mouth, she could take it out. She had an operation done also. And now the means and asbab of guna also in her house, nothing. Now she finds out that the children from the neighborhood, the neighbor's children, other children from around the neighborhood, they bring sand in their pocket. And they come here and play with the child, and when the mother is not watching, they give the child the sand. Today, unfortunately, it's worse than sand. What the other friends bring, somebody brings drugs, somebody brings what and what. And so the mother is now, what she does, she gives those children one slap. You're spoiling my child, you're bringing sand there. First of all, what she'll do, she put up custom desks. All the children want to come play with the children, first you have to do customs. I have to check you what you got in you. Your pockets, everything, she'll check. And who got something like that, she'll hit them also. So the mother now protects the child like that also. So Allah Ta'ala also, those friends of yours who take you to the cinema, who take you to bad places, Allah will also get rid of them. You might think my friends now are deserting me. Or my friends are now no more worried about me, and they are being taken away. Actually, Allah is protecting you. These friends of yours, like today, unfortunately, it's gone to the extent of drugs and death. But this was an example with a small child, that they bring the sand and make the child eat the sand. So the mother hits those children. So Allah also, all those people, whoever they were, now for example in the family, they are always having some function. Now it's this function. Now it's that function. In that function, there is music. There is no parda there. There are photos taken, videos being made. All the haram things. Now Allah causes that argument takes place. Now they don't invite you anymore. Actually, you are happy that I'm saved now. Hey, they thinking it's an argument or anything like that. But Allah is saving you. So in different ways, the works of Allah Ta'ala takes place to protect us. So the source of this is the dua. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil waleed. Oh Allah, give us protection. How a small child is given protection. Mainly, the real thing that we must have, the spiritual protection. We make niyat of the physical also. We want to be protected physically also. But the main thing is, if stay away from guna, Allah's rahmat comes down. Then when Allah has protected this person from all these gunas, and Allah's rahmat comes down, in every way only goodness. He is happy all the time. Whatever he is comfortable, Allah take away the problems. Allah gives barakat in his life. Everything, he might be earning less, but all his needs are being fulfilled. That is what we need. That as the needs come, they get fulfilled. And Allah Ta'ala, for such people, block so many needs from them. Like for example, we'll also say many poor people, we think where they're going to get money for upper heart, bypass or all these things, so much expensive. Allah just protects them, they don't even have to worry about that. And the rich people who have got so much money, they are all the time what are the private clinics for the rich people, not for the poor people. So Allah Ta'ala protects when we become healed, and then Allah protects us also, we don't have all these problems also. So Allah Hazrat has shown us what a beautiful prescription. Make this dua all the time. We hand ourselves to Allah. Oh Allah, you protect us. So when we do take in some guna, then Allah will take it out, give us the tawfiq to cry, and it will come out. That remorse, that sadness continues. Astaghfirullah. La hawla wa la quwwah. I committed this. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah will save us. If it has become worse, gone to the stomach, Allah will make our operation. Now this problem, we will take it as a problem, but it is also a mercy from Allah. A mercy in disguise, which we cannot see. Allah also wants us to cry and turn to Him more and make tawbah. Otherwise, normally we don't make no tawbah. But now Allah brings these conditions that you really, it's my gunas that's causing this. This is the problem. So you make your tawbah and Allah saves you. And then Allah Ta'ala, the means of the guna, asbabi guna, the means by which you, Allah removes that. You relocate, for example, for whatever reason, your landlord gave you notice, now you may stay somewhere else, or your shop is not running, or Allah save us, your shop, there was such a burglary, or it burned down, now you can start something else. Actually, Allah is saving you from that gunas in which environment you were. And fourthly, that Allah Ta'ala saves us in this way, that those friends of ours, those connections, whether it's family or something, now some difference come in the family, now we say we rather stay at home. They having dysfunction, we have to. They having a bride, also all the wrong things taking place. They having a walima also, in the name of walima, all haram things taking place. Now they don't invite us also, and we also happy. Allah saved us in that way. So we can never fathom and understand the work of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So whatever halat come also for a mu'min, we got our iman, and we love Allah Ta'ala. We are trying to develop this love more. We want that love, we want to feel it. But we are involved in guna. Guna is our obstacle. Guna is our barrier. So Allah has given us this way, this dua, make it in the sense, and that Allah, you save me. Allah will save us. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.